know, stress can play a role. It can be our posture, things we're eating, looking at our computers for so long. All of those can have an impact on the type of headache that you may experience. So it can be really hard to pin down.
Happiness, success, freedom, energy, fun, balance, strength, peace. It all stems from our physical and emotional well-being. You're in the right place for a healthy discussion with experts to show you the way. This is Be Well, a podcast from Crossover Health. Not sick is not enough. Being well is a movement to get the most we want out of life. In each of our episodes, we pick a health or lifestyle topic, bring in one of our doctors from the front lines, and have a real conversation. Be well, do good, enjoy life. What's up, everyone? This is Dan Lord, Program Director for Crossover Health. You're in the right place for a healthy discussion. Just a reminder, the following presentation is for informational purposes only and is not intended nor implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice. Please do not apply any of this information without first speaking with your doctor. Today we have Elizabeth Moos, chiropractor and close colleague. She is originally from Minnesota and graduated with her doctor in chiropractic from Northwestern Health Science University. After completing her DC degree, she was the first human performance fellow at Northwestern. During this time, she completed her master's in exercise science and became certified in chiropractic sports. She had the opportunity to work as part of an integrated sports medicine team working with several professional teams. Since her fellowship, she has advanced her CCSP to the diplomat of the American Board of Chiropractic Sports Practitioners. Today, she works at one of our Bay Area clinics. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here with you all.
Yeah, it's awesome to be here. It's awesome to talk to a fellow chiropractor. We are taking over the Be Well podcast today.
We hope to crack you up.
There we go. The chiropractor joke.
First one in.
I love it. So I'd love for you to tell the audience maybe a little bit more about your practice and day-to-day.
So I'm a chiropractor here for Crossover. As you heard from my intro, I have done a lot of training in sports chiropractic, which actually I think melds really nicely for our practice model. I like to think that sports is less about the patient that's in or member that's in front of you and a lot more about like just how you look at the human in front of you. Everyone's an athlete and we adapt to whatever movements are happening or that we're being called to do. And so kind of the principles I take from that sports chiropractic world are people wanted to get better faster and not have to come and see me. So I try to think of myself as more like the coach and the cheerleader on their mission to get better rather than like the person that's driving them forward.
Exactly. You also work at Palmer College, and you've taught a lot in the past.
Yeah, so I've been really lucky that as soon as I graduated from chiropractic school, I immediately got thrown into the teaching aspect. And so really, it just keeps a lot of things like research or, you know, the textbooks that we all read kind of front of mind. So I often say that, like, I think that teaching makes me a better provider. And then because I can bring patient stories to the classroom, that being a provider makes me a better instructor. So now I kind of get to live in the best of both worlds.
That is amazing. Speaking of being up to date on research and, you know, all the data, that's why I brought you in today, because we want to talk a little bit more about tension headaches, because it really affects a lot of people. It's a big problem. And maybe you could speak to that a little bit just to frame set us here.
Yeah, absolutely. So when preparing for this podcast, I know headaches happen a lot. So I just wanted to put some data behind it.
Right.
So it's a little bit older, but I found that between 50 and 75% of adults experience at least one symptomatic headache a year. Some of the common headaches that we typically think of are more like migraines, which can happen about 6.5% in males and about 18% in females. So it tends to follow our female population a little bit more. But about 38% of US adults experience tension type headaches, and then about 18% experience cervicogenic type headaches. For the purposes of our conversation today, I'm going to kind of lump in tension and cervicogenic headaches together because those are the ones that tend to have more pain generation from our musculoskeletal system as opposed to some of the other causes that might bring on a headache.
Which is what the chiropractor would work
exactly,
on.
Exactly, yeah.
Versus something that's going on outside of your muscles, joints, right? Yeah. Tendons.
Yeah. It all plays together. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that makes our practice model here so great is that, you know, stress can play a role. It can be our posture. So maybe you're getting an ergonomic evaluation. Maybe it's due to the things we're eating or the, you know, looking at our computers for so long. All of those can have an impact on the type of headache that you may experience. So it can be really hard to pin down, like, what exact type of headache am I dealing with? But it's all so interconnected that usually we're looking at that whole human in front of us. And then my role as the chiropractor might be to be like, hey, I think you should go see another provider while also addressing, you know, the musculoskeletal system through either some advice or teaching some stretches or maybe even doing some hands-on care.
Very cool. And speaking of that integrated team, it allows you to practice as a chiropractor in a more holistic fashion, right?
Absolutely.
You mentioned the different causes of a headache, but just for a moment, if we take two steps back, take any pain, you know, that we're trying to manage, you can look at it really broadly, have the physician shoulder to shoulder with you, have a PT, have a mental health provider. How does that impact your practice and how a chiropractor works?
Well, one, I love it. I've always been really drawn to this like team aspect of care because I feel like, A, I'm working with really high level providers that call me to be my best. And so I like to be pushed to kind of my limits. But more importantly, I feel like there's always an answer for the patient. It may not be me, and that's okay. As long as they're getting better, that's all that really matters. And if I can be part of that care team, like, woohoo, I love that.
Right.
But the end goal is how do we get our members living better, happy, healthier lives?
I love it. Going back to headaches, sometimes headaches can present in such a way and they feel like they're coming from your neck muscles or your spine, but they could be a sign of something worse. That's also why we work with teams, right?
Yes, absolutely. So I feel that a headache should never be ignored. We saw from the stats that lots of people have headaches, but sometimes it's not just kind of the status quo. And it might be a warning sign that something bigger is going on. So I always feel that like if you're experiencing headache, especially if you're not used to it, or it's a newer headache or following some type of trauma, go get it checked out. You always want, I mean, hopefully the answer on the other end is like, yeah, you just need to stretch or maybe get some soft tissue work, or that's kind of what we're hoping for. So always check in with your provider because every once in a while, things can look a little weird. It can happen kind of frequently too. So, you know, recently we had a member come in and they've had headaches in the past, but these headaches were just kind of different and felt almost more like a fullness, which it's allergy season. So it could have just been something as benign as allergies. But when the differential list, so the things that I'm thinking like, what could this be? Include some of those scarier diagnoses. I'm like, let's go get it checked out. And luckily I had this member was also seeing one of our primary care physicians after me and just kind of told them like, hey, this is what I found in my exam. Things turned out normal, but please let me know if there's something else that I can be doing for this member.
And for the member, how awesome is that?
Exactly.
They're not searching for answers because they have the right answer, as you kind of were alluding to.
Yeah. And it could be also like eye strain. Like we've been in this pandemic world now for a little while, and probably all of us have had increased computer time. So it, you know, it could even just be like, maybe you need a different pair of glasses, which again, I could say, hey, I've been noticing this. They've been having the pain kind of go behind their eye a little bit more. You know, I'm going to recommend that they come get their eyes and they get their annual exam for their eye too.
So, all right. What can people do about this? Do you tell them, hey, just stop looking at computers, you're done?
Well, as a sports chiropractor, I learned pretty early that if you tell people not to do something, they're just going to not come to you.
Right.
So one, I like to really work with the individual. So there's a lot of things, as I mentioned, that can go into what might be making up your specific headache. So we're going to kind of evaluate like, where is it coming from? So things that might kind of lead me one way versus the other is where you're experiencing your headache. So if it's something like maybe you feel like there's a really tight headband wrapping around your forehead, or some people will feel almost like it comes up and over like they're wearing a hood, that's going to make me think like, hey, maybe it's coming more from the neck. Or like if it's more like in the jaw and like kind of the temporal region, our jaw pain can often cause some headaches.
Right,
so I'll kind of like if you were to come to me, I would evaluate like where's the pain generator? Can I poke on something and reproduce that pain that the member is experiencing? And mm-hmm. so if I can, that's going to probably dictate my care. So maybe I'm doing some soft tissue work. Maybe I'm doing some mobilization or manipulation for the cervical spine. All of my members have some type of exercise or homework that they're working on, because like I said, I don't want you to have to be so dependent on me that I'm the only source of you feeling good. I want to empower you to be able to feel good.
That's really important. You want the patient to be the CEO of their own health.
Yes.
You can be the guide to help the patient solve their problem and empower them to help themselves versus, like you mentioned, become more dependent. That's crucial.
Yeah.
It's crucial.
And it's hard because, of course, like when someone's doing passive care on you, like the soft tissue work, the manipulation, mobilizations, like that always feels good. So like you go to a provider, you want to feel good. But even from myself and my own personal headaches, like if I get a headache that comes on in the middle of the workday, there's not always someone there to like do the soft, or even if there is mm-hmm. someone there, it doesn't mean I have the time to go and do that. But if I have a few exercises in my back pocket that I can pull out, and maybe I'm doing some stretches for my neck, or maybe I'm, you know, strengthening my neck, deep neck flexors, mm-hmm. that's all putting the tools in my toolbox to manage that pain. And then hopefully strengthen up the neck specifically so that maybe they don't come on as frequently or as intense in the future. So while it isn't as much fun, it is nice to be able to be like, oh man, I at least have something that can take the edge off.
Do you want to take us through one of your key stretches? I know it's audio, but I think you can describe one of your key stretches.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just going to kind of take a half step back when addressing the neck. I think it's always important to work on the mid back. So those of you listening, if you want to just kind of mess around and with different postures, you'll probably notice that if you round forward, your head has to look up more. If you, you know, bring your chest open a little bit more, you can kind of have your neck in more of a neutral position. So just kind of wiggling out your shoulders, finding that nice tall spine. We're going to put our shoulders into the opposite back pocket. So that should bring our shoulders back and down. And then from here, you're just going to put two fingers on your chin and then pull your chin away. So you're going to have this like weird double chin look. I don't recommend this like on a meeting if you're on video, unless everyone's doing it with you. But this is like that good like posture. Like no one's going to walk around like that all the time. But if you've been in this hunched over working on a laptop type of position, just taking some time to break up that posture and kind of let everything stack right on top of each other will one, give those muscles a little bit of a break. And then also just remind your brain like, oh yeah, this is where I belong. And oh yeah, it feels good here too.
We will put a link in the show notes of Elizabeth doing this stretch, so everybody can check it out. I also recommend this stretch. It's an easy relief position that can help just loosen up those tight postural. Awesome. Thank you for that. I'd love to go one level deeper mm-hmm. into chiropractic. You mentioned different soft tissue techniques that you use. Mm-hmm. And it's important as a chiropractor in the care team, you bring a specific tool set to our primary care platform. And I think you can offer some things that others cannot, right? One of them being manipulation. And for people that suffer from headaches, cervical manipulation can be really beneficial and helpful. But for people who might not know about it, it can also be a little bit scary. Can you speak to the safety and what goes on within getting a manipulation from a chiropractor?
Yes, absolutely. So I want to just put my like flagpole in the sand right now and say that if anyone is ever afraid of getting a cervical manipulation, like speak up. There are lots of different ways that we can, you know, get your neck feeling better. And so fear for me, mm-hmm. like I'm never going to just be like, too bad. But it is very safe. So there has been a few studies out of Canada because they have different access to medical records where they took a look at all of the people that saw chiropractors for neck pain and then correlated with how often they had major adverse events. And actually it's a pretty rare thing. So there is a correlation, but not a causation, because the things that people that usually have catastrophic like neck problems also are the same reasons why people seek out chiropractic care or musculoskeletal sure. care. I'd say chiropractors, musculoskeletal providers are very aware of this. So we do a really good job of doing a thorough exam to make sure mm-hmm. it is safe. And I can't speak for everyone, but I don't know for myself if there's even a little bit of me that I'm like, meh, it could be weird. I'm going to go to something different. Like I said, there's always different ways that we can treat a person. And so they did that research, found that there really wasn't like a causal relationship. So yeah, typically it's a manipulation. The way I kind of like to describe it is that if you've ever jammed your finger, and you know how your first reaction is to kind of give it a little bit of a pull, just so that you can get that normal motion back into your finger. And so it's kind of like that, where we're just finding where's that little area where that joint isn't moving in its full range of motion, and how can we get it to move its range of motion? So that can either be giving it a little push, or sometimes it's just like doing this gentle motion push on it, which would be a lower level mobilization.
Great. Covered safety. Mm-hmm. How about effectiveness? So does it work?
Yeah. I anecdotally, as a chiropractic patient myself, I know that I find a lot of relief from chiropractic care, specifically as it relates to cervicogenic headaches. There has been a number of different studies out there. And one of the ones that I find probably the most interesting is actually a dosage study where they looked at like how many visits does a typical case of cervicogenic headaches take? And they find about between 3 to 12 treatments over a 3-week period, it finds significant improvement in those cervicogenic tension type headache relief.
Go see your chiropractor, get some treatment, feel better.
Yeah. And I love to collaborate with our, you know, our acupuncturists and our physical therapist.
Right. And because many treatment plans involve a collaborative effort. And I think that's also pretty special. There's no turf battles.
No. Yeah. Like I said in the beginning, success for us is our members feel better and they're able to do the things they want to do. And so it, like, all around, it's just a really positive experience, I hope, for the members, but then also for me as a provider.
One of the other things I wanted to hit on too is pain medication. And we published a study in 2019 that talked about opioid prescription. And not that we can prevent opioids altogether or that's what we're going for, but the other, I think, huge benefit of having a physical therapist, acupuncturist, chiropractor working shoulder to shoulder with a primary care doctor is there are new ways to address pain that don't just involve the prescription pad. Our physicians prescribe 5 times less opioids than the community. Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine, 2019. Go check it out. That's also important, right? I think pain medication, you still use it. You want to make sure people can sleep at night. You want to make sure people are comfortable. But many times it's a bridge, not the solution.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of in preparing for this, I reached out to some of my teammates and I was like, well, what are some of the questions that you tend to field? And one of the physicians I work with, she's like, yeah, not, you know, sometimes I feel frustrated because our toolbox is to give NSAIDs. And then, you know, they use that for a while. And then when they to come off, it might have like a rebound effect for a headache. So it's like, cool, I was taking a medication to treat my headache. And then once I stopped the medication, my headache came back. So, you know, and like you said, sometimes we need it. And that's great, like that it's there and that you have a plan. It's nice to be able to have that because I've definitely, just like I walked, you know, back into the team room to say like, hey, I think this person, you know, might have something else going on. I've also walked back there, you know, for other members where I'm like, hey, they're in my office. Like they've got a lot of pain, can't sleep due to the pain. I think they need a little extra help. Like, do you have an appointment? Can you see them today? And like you said, it then provides that bridge so that the member feels good enough to start maybe their rehab program or be able to tolerate a manipulation, right, to be able to sleep. Because where we sleep, when we sleep is when we heal. All of those things are really important.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for covering this topic. And a lot of people suffer from tension headaches. And I think we have some solutions that can help people. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for bringing me on. And it's not the most fun topic to talk about because headaches are not a fun, you know, thing to experience, but I think really important.
Are you ready to enter rapid fire?
Yes. As ready as I'll ever be.
What is your favorite podcast at the moment?
I love Armchair Expert by Dax Shepard and Monica Padman.
Oh, yeah.
I talk about them like they're my friends. And all of my other podcasts that I listen to, I was introduced because of them.
I love it. What's one of the things that you do every day to stay healthy?
Well, I'm a work in progress. So I have 2 things that I always try to prioritize my sleep because if I can't control anything else, I can always control that. And then I always have a glass of water before I start my morning coffee.
Interesting. Is that like a secret performance enhancement?
No, it's a, if I don't drink water first, I don't drink water throughout the day, and then I get a headache. So
there you go.
So it's my headache prevention technique.
Very good. What is your guilty pleasure?
This one, I have a lot. But my current one is I really like to watch The Great British Baking Show on Netflix and then go to bakeries to try the things I saw them make on TV.
Very good. I like that. That's really funny. Thanks so much, Liz, for coming.
Don't worry, I've got your back.
There it is. Anyone 18 or over in the United States can be a Crossover Health member. At Crossover, you stay connected to a care team that works together and gets to know you over time. A doctor, a nurse, a mental health expert, a physical therapist, a chiropractor, a health coach, a fitness coach, and a care navigator. Go to crossoverhealth.com to join the healthcare revolution. If you like our podcast, please follow or subscribe and leave a review. If you have a topic you want us to explore, let us know on Facebook or Instagram at Crossover Health. Until next time, be well.